Mark Krug, still the coach for Bad Axe, and after 6 years at the helm, 66-47 over that time. Last year, though, they went 5-15. Offense, 52 points per game Bad Axe is averaging. That's the third best in the Greater Thumb Conference. They climbed a spot since last week, and they're closing the gap with Reese in USA. On defense, they are the second best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference at 44.6 points per game. USA still has Bad Axe beat in that category by a chunk, though. Average margin of victory for Bad Axe, 8 points. That's the third best in the Greater Thumb Conference, beaten only by USA and Reese. Last season, Bad Axe lost 13 in a row from January 5th to February 23rd. So far, they've successfully erased that from their memory. They enter tonight winning 5 straight games dating back to December 14th. They're in the thick of their divisional schedule currently and hope to stay on top of the West standings after tonight.
Clark, last year the Hatchets, let's face it, they were a sadder but wiser basketball team. But I'll tell you what, the experience that they've gained has really paid off as far as this campaign is concerned.
Tonight begins a 5-game homestand for the Hatchets and a looming date with the USA Patriots in just 5 short days. Now, John, let's take a look at the roster of the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Now, for Coach Mark Krug's Bad Axe Hatchets, now they have it now, experience under their belt. And I think they can win the GTC West if they really put their mind to it. It's going to be an uphill battle, but I think they can do it. Led by seniors, Colby Meeks, James Kirvin, Spencer Britt, who comes off the bench, pretty comfortable with that. Now, this trio joins juniors Cody Tulaski, who, by the way, he's averaging around 18 points a game. Jack Clancy averaging about 10 points a game. And Jensen Emmerich, very close to that, too. The Hatchets are basically impressive anytime they can go inside. As far as their three-point shot, it's adequate. They'll be all right at times. But I'll tell you what, their free throws, that really came alive against Reese when they went 8-10, 80%.
With a win tonight, the Bad Axe Hatchets would remain in first place, tied with USA, if the Patriots are successful as well, hosting the Vassar Vulcans this evening. When we return, we'll take a look at the tale of the tape between the Lakers and Bad Axe Hatchets right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage. That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Carroll. Wow, I got some great news. If you are within 6 months of coming out of a Ford lease, you can buy a new 2018 Ford F-150 Crew Cab XLT 4x4 and save up to an unbelievable $17,416 with your employee discount. If you want to lease again, the lease payments are great too. Most likely we can lower your lease payment from last time. This is the time of the year the deals are hot. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll today.
Well, the Lakers season started out of the season where they left off last year. The Lakers won 7 of the last 10 games last year to wrap up the campaign. then won five straight to begin this year. But since December 19th, the Elkton Pigeon Paypor Lakers have been struggling and have been able to only put one winning effort in five tries. Their average score during that latest span, 49-55.
Clark, last year's districts really jump-started the Lakers' early success for this year. When the Lakers beat the Hatchets last March, that became a defining moment, if you think about it, for both teams.
The Hatchet journey started off with a four-point loss to Imlay City, but they recovered well with wins over Marlette and Saginaw Arts and Sciences before falling to Sandusky 39-57. Since that loss to Sandusky December 12th, Bennex has gone 5-0 with just one home game during that stretch.
Now, the early part of the season is just to establish the roles and expectations. In that case, the Hatchets have really come a long way, and they've really put themselves in a position for a championship.
It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll have your starting lineups and the crystal ball forecast right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318 or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure?
No.
Well, John Mooney, we're 0-2 on the season so far, and so that means I still have the tee. I'm taking Bad Axe by 9 points tonight.
Wow. All right. I'm going to give the Lakers a lot of credit and everything, and I'm going to take the Hatchets by 9.
That's what I picked Bad Axe by.
Oh, 8 then.
Okay, 8 points. All right, you're taking the under. It lets meet the starting lineups for both sides, starting with the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers, coached by Eric Wisner. And that would be number 2, a senior, Mason Pasek. Number 10, a sophomore, Anthony Sheridan. Number 12, a senior, Andrew Siegfried. Number 13, sophomore, Garrett Bowles. And number 21, senior, Carson Binder. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, number 10, junior, Jack Clancy, acting point guard. Number 11, sophomore, Jensen Emmerich on the wing. Number 14, senior, James Curvin. He also acted the point guard, also on that right wing. Senior, number 15, Colby Meeks. And number 25, down low, junior, Cody Telaski. John Mooney, first thoughts from tonight, Lakers at Bad Axe.
Wow, you know, truthfully, as far as predictions are concerned, you really don't know.
Yeah, we have no clue.
Because anything can really happen in a ball game like this. Statistically, Bad Axe is a better ball club. But as far as you know, having your backs behind the wall, this is that kind of a game tonight because both teams really need this victory. And it's going to be whoever wants it more. The Bad Axe Hatchets must keep.
The sophomore in their road green uniforms, white stripes down the side, Lakers across their chest, white numbers, black outline. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, white jerseys, Cody Telaski will be jumping for them. Yellow stripes down the side, blue numbers, blue Bad Axe across their chest. It'll be Lakers going right to left across your radio, Bad Axe left to right. Here's the tip, and it's one directly into the hands of Mason Pasek, and here come the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers into the hands of Garrett Bowles at the top of the key, dribbling against Curvin. Dribbling to his right, nothing there. Good defense from Bad Axe so far to Mason Pasek, top of the key. Starts his dribble down the left side of the lane. It's post move, goes up off the glass, too much. Rebound, though, brought in by Sheridan. He's stripped there into the hands of Binder. This one can't go. Picked up by Siegfried to keep possession alive. Two offensive boards.